This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. In what will surely be the first of a whole lot of deals to fall apart, Xerox has canceled its hostile takeover bid for HP, a deal until this week that was 5 months in the making. The macroeconomic environment we're in, Xerox says, is not conducive to the takeover any longer. Well, yeah, but this isn't just printers and computers we are talking about anymore. Marketplace's Justin Ho is on the corporate deal desk today.
Mergers and acquisitions are bold and risky bets on the long run. If you're a CEO thinking about making such a deal, you want to be pretty confident about what the future holds, says Drew Pascarella at Cornell's Business School.
So everyone's crystal ball on a good day is reasonably cloudy. Today, with COVID, you just can't see through it.
And with stocks swinging up and down all the time now, it's hard to figure out what a company is worth. And then there's the question of getting financing for a deal, says Anil Shivdasani at the University of North Carolina.
Banks are looking at what's happening in the economy and are becoming much more cautious in making their lending decisions.
Global deal-making dropped 28% in the first quarter, according to Refinitiv Deals Intelligence. It's down over 50% in the U.S. But deals aren't necessarily dead. Stephen Davidoff Solomon at UC Berkeley says private equity firms and big corporations are sitting on a lot of cash right now. Cash that could be used to pick up a distressed company.
They are all circling right now, and they are going to come in to pick up the pieces.
Still, he says that's not likely to happen for at least a few months. Most companies are reluctant to spend cash while the economy's outlook is so uncertain.
If you're a CEO looking at the world right now, you're just not going to take the risk of an acquisition unless it's incredibly opportunistic.
Solomon says if deal-making picks up again, it'd be a sign that the economy is getting healthier. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.